The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 10 past 9 o'clock on this Monday morning. You heard in the news a few minutes ago that the average price of gas is down slightly here in Michigan. $54 is on average what you're going to pay to fill up a 15-gallon tank. And while that may be down a little bit, we see big price jumps, and we've seen a lot of them this year. The Consumer Energy Alliance is certainly looking into this, advocating for families and farmers and small businesses across Michigan, across the country. Joining us right now, the Midwest Director for the Consumer Energy Alliance, Chris Ventura. Talk a little bit more about where gas prices are and where they're going. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. So, yeah, good news. Prices are down a little bit, but boy, we've seen a lot of price jumps this year, haven't we?
We have. We've seen a lot of volatility on the gas side, even on the diesel side as well. And unfortunately, it does not look good going into winter.
Why is that?
Well, we've got a few factors at play right now. You know, one, we've got refineries going down for maintenance and switching over to the winter fuel blend. Which is mandated nationally. We also have OPEC continuing to tighten the spigots when it comes to oil production, both the Saudis as well as Russia. And then three, you know, we're also in the midst of what could be a more prevalent hurricane season. And, you know, as with any hurricane season, we have the opportunity for American oil production to actually go offline along the Gulf Coast, which is where we see a substantial amount of not just oil production, but about 25% of our nation's refining capacity.
It's tough because as consumers, I mean, this is something we can't stock up on when the price is low, and we just buy it as we need it, and it can cause some real harm, not just for families, but for small businesses, and as we pointed out, farmers and others, right?
It definitely can. Yeah. And like you said, gas isn't something that you could just stockpile. Otherwise, I'm sure a lot of people have been doing that a number of years ago. But, you know, with the proper energy policies, both at the state level and at the federal level, you know, some of these price shocks are things that we can insulate ourselves against.
And let's talk a little bit more about that. As consumers, what are some things that we can be doing to save money on energy costs?
You know, when it comes to saving money, especially on gas or diesel that you use for your vehicles, you know, one, you know, you can always try to pre-plan your trip, making sure that you're not doing many small trips as opposed to just, you know, one large trip to run the errands, you know, every week. That way you're not just, you know, in stop-and-go traffic all the time. You know, another big thing to do, especially nowadays, you know, if you've got an older vehicle where you don't have the auto shut off on the engine when you're stopped at a stoplight or the like, you know, try not to idle your car even if it's in your driveway, because that does, you know, help save on fuel. And more than just, you know, some of the little things that you can do to try to save on your expenses, you know, advocate for energy policies that will help increase American energy independence and prevent some of this price volatility. So whether that's encouraging energy production from the oil and natural gas side, you know, increasing refining capacity in this country, you know, advocating for the energy infrastructure that connects everything together, all of those are important things holistically.
I'm going to ask you to kind of look in your crystal ball, you know, a few years down the road when we have more electric vehicles, battery-powered vehicles on the road. Is that going to affect the price of gasoline?
You know, a few years down the road, it shouldn't have any impact at all, because one of the things to remember is as we see a transition from internal combustion engines to electric vehicles is people keep their cars a long time. You know, especially in today's, you know, inflationary environment where the price for an average car is over $50,000, you know, it's money that people just don't have. And so we see people keeping their cars 10, 12, sometimes 13 or 14 years now. And when you get through everything, you know, it's not projected to see a majority electric vehicle fleet, you know, whether it's in Michigan or any state or even the country, you know, by at least 2040.
It's interesting. We're talking with Chris Ventura from the Consumer Energy Alliance about gas prices. You indicate that we're likely to see gas prices, or at least the possibility exists for gas prices to go up again, you know, as we head into the fall and winter months. You talk about advocating for, you know, policy. How can we do that? What would you suggest that the average consumer, somebody who's really impacted by these gas prices, do?
Yes, I mean, in Michigan alone, you know, one of the biggest projects that individuals can advocate for, especially at the federal side, is the completion of the Line 5 tunnel project, you know, which will ensure that Line 5, which delivers petroleum to not just Michigan refineries, but other refineries in the Midwest, can continue to get that petroleum to make sure that we've got access to not just gas, but our truckers have access to diesel fuel. That if you're, you know, going to take a vacation, we got access to jet fuel as well and other refined products. So that's one of the most important things to do in Michigan anyways, with regards to advocating for sound energy policies.
All right. Where could we connect with the Consumer Energy Alliance, Chris?
Yeah, you can just go to consumerenergyalliance.com. And you've got ways to get involved and have your voice heard. And there's some energy saving tips on our website and blog as well.
All right. We will check it out. Chris, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.